tonight's contest, you know, obviously not exactly where you'd like to start in preseason game number one, 0-17. Tonight here on our home field. But, you know, as you look at the game and just from my view, the things I was able to evaluate, the first thing that jumps out offensively is obviously the turnovers. Everybody has a formula for success, and, our ability to take care of the football is something that all football teams obviously stress. But we have a time commitment and an emphasis on a daily basis, and, our turnovers tonight factored in into scoring, into points for Arizona. So we didn't take care of the ball. We did not take the ball away. I don't think we did a very good job when we had opportunities, particularly, in the second, third man in, whether it was our coverage units or our defense, of trying to take the football away. So you got to take care of the ball and take it away. The big plays against our defense was a factor. Our offense's inability to convert third down and extend drives was a factor. And really the big play production offensively is something that, we obviously got to take a look at the film and look at the opportunities we had there. So everybody got to play tonight. We got a lot of film on a lot of guys. So I feel like from an opportunity, creating opportunities, focus going into the game, we accomplished that. We'll take a hard evaluation with it in the morning. The players are in at 9 o'clock for lifting. We will grade the tape and go through it with the players in the afternoon. So this is step one. This is where we are. Questions, please.
From an immediate standpoint, does anything stand out positively that you can take away from the
ballgame tonight? There's always a couple guys that kind of jump out to you. It's a little difficult for me personally to watch individuals, because obviously you're calling a game, and when you call a game with four different quarterbacks, and where Aaron and Graham are, from their development as far as how you call a game with them, and then Vince has only been here for a couple of days, and BJ's a younger guy playing with younger players, so there's just a lot of moving parts. There's going to be things tomorrow as I stand here, and you never feel good when you don't win a game, but it is the preseason. There'll be good things that come out of the tape. There always is, and there'll be things that that are not very good, but you're going to definitely see that they're correctable. So that's why you evaluate the tape, and that's why you spend the extra time with the players.
On the interception, did the receiver read something wrong, or did the quarterback?
I think the interception, without seeing the clear replay of it, I think the quarterback and the receiver will both be corrected on that. So, based on what I saw, but that's probably will be more clear once we watch the video.
Any word on Dayton Jones?
Dayton Jones he has an ankle sprain. And like a lot of those injuries, I think tomorrow will be a better indicator.
Now, you said you didn't watch a lot of individuals, but did you get a chance to look at Bakhtiari much?
No, I did not. Injury concerns? No, that's it, right? Yeah, Dayton's the only injury that Pepper hit me with.
About Vince Young?
Vince Young, my goal with Vince was to get him about 10 to 12 snaps. Just, he's only been here a couple days. Just want to get him where he can go play quarterback. And if you've been down to practice, particularly yesterday's practice, I didn't think I did a very good job of getting him things that he's comfortable with. So we were able to spend some time this morning and ironed out a package for him. I thought he did some nice things, I'm trying to think of his two third downs. He had the one competitive throw over there with the contact on their sideline. Had the one that was dropped, and we had a double move shot that. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, why the ball wasn't thrown or how the route ended up. So it was good to just get him out there. I wanted to get him out there. He hasn't played football in a year. Obviously, playing the quarterback position is a little different than playing other positions. So I was happy to get him in the game, get him into the flow of game, and definitely get him started, and we'll try to do more with him next week. No doubt about it. I'll be honest with you. The thing about Vince Young, just from my personal opinion in the evaluation process, was The man's a winner. The man's won games. He's won championships. You know, in high school, college, you look at, you know, just the way he's gone about it. So having an opportunity to sit down and listen to his story, you know, I've never met him before, you know, in that type of, you know, setting as far as, you know, hearing what he had to say. So I think he fits good into our room. But obviously he's at a disadvantage because he hasn't been here and he's got a lot to learn. And Ben McAdoo's doing a great job with him. And them two are spending a lot of extra time. And, you know, we'll do a much better job getting him ready to play against St. Louis.
Can you see enough in 3 weeks where he's going against a guy who's been in the system for 4 years? Can you see enough in 3 weeks?
That's a great question, Pete. I don't know. I don't know if I've been through one like this, you know, where you bring in a guy this late. I've been part of situations where you sign a veteran quarterback, you know, at the last cut. But, you know, I've never brought one in, you know, 3 days before the first preseason of the game.
What did you think of Tyrone Walker, A, tonight, and then B, just his role since he came back in?
Well, Tyrone Walker, you know, obviously had a productive night with, you know, with his performance and productivity, I think, with the 5 catches. So, I think he's an excellent example of that whole young receiver group that they've gone out competitively every day and performed, and I thought he definitely took a step tonight from what I saw. I'll watch the tape here more because, I mean, it's, you know, he's asked to do, you know, more than the other positions. I thought as far as the, you know, the management of the game, he kept us in clean plays. I thought he did a very good job running the no huddle. But, you know, the conversion plays and the productivity and sustaining drives, that's something we're going to have to look at.